This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one. Hey.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We've got a lot of articles we're going to cover in this hour. I also want to take some calls from our listeners. I mentioned what I thought was the top story of 2015. I'd like to know what you think the top story of 2015 is. Also, maybe what you would ask one of the presidential candidates. You know, they keep them very tightly confined in this little ghetto of allowed issues that they talk about every election cycle. They have a series of little issues that they'll ask the Democrats when they have their few debates, which are virtually non-existent this time around, but also a few little issues that they'll ask the Republicans. And I think that there's some really core issues that are never discussed. So I'd like to know what you think should be asked, what you would ask if you were able to ask the presidential candidates. I was just talking about NORAD and their tracking of Santa Claus, the fantasy involved in that, and how much that was like the fantasies they told us about 9/11. But what was the top thing on the wish list for people this Christmas? Well, it was guns. And we got a special report from John Bowne to break that down.
It's that time of the year again, the time of the year when the Department of Homeland Security and the Fear Factory in Washington, D.C. doles out things like credible threats and a tweaking of the terror alert system. Most Americans are taking it very seriously this year as President Obama and the traitors occupying the nation's capital have doubled down on the infusion of potential jihadi terrorists flowing into the United States. And while Obama and his family vacation far away from the maddening crowd, gun sales are soaring once again in the United States, with shoppers taking advantage of the holiday season to allay their fears of terrorism and potential gun control measures. Figures for November show that the FBI carried out some 2.2 million background checks on potential sales of guns. The figure constitutes a 24% increase on figures recorded this time last year, and is the seventh consecutive month to see a record number of checks. As we previously noted, on Black Friday, a record 185,345 background checks were processed by the FBI. In October, the FBI carried out 1,976,759 instant background checks. While the figures don't represent a one-to-one calculation for gun sales, they are considered a reliable indicator of overall gun sales. Sales between private parties are not subject to background checks. FBI stats also show that almost 20 million firearm related checks have been carried out in 2015, with 1 month still to be calculated. The overall figure should surpass 2013's record of 21,009,273 checks. Gun sales and concealed carry permit applications in the U.S. have continued to spike in the days following the terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, according to gun store owners. Eric Wallace, manager of Adventure Outdoors in Smyrna, Georgia, told Today,
ever since the Paris attacks, we've had a lot of customers coming in, buying, you know, first guns, buying guns to protect their homes, their families, and themselves.
I like any good husband, ask for the list of Christmas items that you'd like to have, and one of the items was a firearm.
In addition to the terrorist threat, President Obama has not tried to hide the fact that he intends to introduce gun control legislation via executive fiat. There can be no doubt that this is driving higher gun sales. Last week, White House Communications Director Jen Psaki told Bloomberg that within a matter of weeks, not months, Obama will review recommendations for executive orders provided to him at the request by the Department of Justice.
I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
The DOJ continues to work on options to allow Obama to skirt around Congress on the issue and effectively counter lawsuits that pro-Second Amendment rights groups have prepared. According to Psaki, Obama is planning a range of steps that can be taken as it relates to the people who have access to guns and how people gain access to guns, and that he will not be satisfied unless some kind of action is taken on firearms before the end of his term. However, Rand Paul has introduced introduce legislation intended to block any effort by the incumbent president to enforce gun control by executive action, relegating the president's potential action to an advisory position. Stock up, folks. Interesting times are upon us, but don't shoot your eye out. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. And of course, we had that excellent report in the last segment from John Bound. Guns are the top of Santa's list this year, talking about the massive number of background checks. That's one way that they can tell how many new guns are being sold into retail channels. And, of course, it is going off exponentially. I was in a gun store, and I heard a guy on the phone talking to somebody. His family says, we better get some guns now because Obama's going to take them away in the next year. And it's like, no, I wanted to tell him that ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Just isn't going to happen. We need to understand they're going to try to do that, but we need to understand that it isn't going to happen because we're going to fight it. I mean, we're not going to just say, well, he can't do that because he will if we don't fight him. There's a lot of people who will challenge him. My biggest concern is that although we will fight over this particular issue, we don't fight over all the other cuts to our liberty. That's what is so dangerous. We need to understand the principle, and we need to shut down this whole idea that we're going to rule by executive order. I would like to see some of the presidential candidates talk about that. How about that? Have you heard any of them talk about how they shouldn't have things done by executive order? Only one I can think of is Rand Paul. And, of course, he's got a bill to try to stop Obama from doing that with guns. But I haven't heard any other presidential candidates talk about that. I think all of them, Republican or Democrat, would just love to be the next dictator in chief, where they can essentially dictate the laws to you. Ignore Congress. And, of course, will Congress do anything about it? Very few in Congress really want to do anything to block their power from being usurped by not only the executive, but also by the bureaucracies that operate as little kingdoms, as little fiefdoms, expanding their power. We've seen the FAA go out and say, well, beginning December 21st, if you don't register your drone of a half pound or more, we will fine you $27,500 just for not registering it. And we won't make that a criminal charge. We'll call it a civil action so that you don't get any due process in court. Of course, if they want to come after you criminally, they say they can fine you $100,000 and put you in jail for 3 years. There they would have to have a trial. But to me, what is it? Isn't there something in the Constitution that I recall about excessive fines? Excessive bail, things like that. Due process. Remember all that? All those quaint ideas? I want to take some of your calls. I want to ask what you think the top story of 2015 was. What you would ask the presidential candidates if you had an opportunity. Let me give you that number. It's different on Sundays. It's 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. So call in and tell us what you think the top stories are, what the top question would be if you had a chance to ask one of the presidential candidates. Before we go to any more articles or your calls, I just want to let you know some of the things that we have at InfoWars that would help you to prepare for this next year, any kind of eventuality. We have a lot of things, battery backup and a very small package that we have available. The InfoWars Premium Power Pack will charge all of your electronic devices, has the power to even jumpstart your vehicle. It's got a lot of power. but it's at a good price. It's not what you would typically see. It'd be $150 or more for that. The InfoWars Premium Power Pack is available for only $119.95. Another way that you can power things, of course, is with our InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply. And this is something that has solar panels as well as a battery that will be charged by those solar cells, and a power inverter that will allow you to run AC devices off of that. It provides 1,500 watts of continuous power, 3,000 watts of peak power for any emergency. And, of course, if you are familiar with these types of systems, solar panels have come down in cost and effectiveness. They've gone up in effectiveness quite a bit in the last few years. The thing that really sets them apart is the battery. And this one has an excellent battery. It's a lithium iron phosphate battery. It will last up to 8 times longer than your typical unit. The battery is really what distinguishes these units. So this has your solar collectors, it's got a battery, and it has power inverters with a lot of different types of outputs. Again, you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the InfoWars Solar Base Station. Now, as we're talking about guns, of course, a new movie that's going to be coming up, I think it previews on New Year's Day this next Friday, is The Hateful Eight. Kurt Russell has been going around promoting that. And as he went around promoting it, he keeps getting asked these questions by liberals who want to push gun control. And they keep hammering him on this. And he goes, look, guys, and as you can see if you're watching this, it's a movie that is set in the Civil War. It's also pretty much a fantasy movie because it's a Quentin Tarantino movie. They're always over the top in terms of violence, kind of a grinder type of film. And so that's what you expect. And as he keeps pointing out to people, like, this is a work of art. It's like a painting or a song. Don't try to extrapolate this into the real world, but they won't stop. So he comes back after a little bit of this, and he really pushed back and told him what he thought about gun control. And he's continued to talk because they continue to push him on this. His latest thing that he said in an interview was, he said, this is what people need to understand. He said, now is not a good time to lay down your weapons. How will you protect yourself? And, of course, they're saying, hey, we've had these shootings in San Bernardino, so we all need to give up our guns. And it's like, seriously? You really think that these people can't get their guns on a black market, that they wouldn't get their guns on a black market when they are plotting to do something as heinous as a mass shooting like that, cold-blooded murder like that? You think that would stop them? You think they're going to call up and say, Muhammad, we're going to have to postpone the attack because they're all out of AR-15s here at the gun store. So they say they're going to have some in a couple of months, so maybe we should reschedule the attack for then. They can get these guns whenever and wherever they want. There's a thing called the black market, and you need to understand that. If you haven't figured that out by watching the war on drugs, if you didn't figure it out by watching alcohol prohibition, that, when you prohibit stuff, it really doesn't stop it, does it? It just makes more virulent forms of it available. You want to see some really virulent forms of firearms? Enact gun prohibition. They're not going to go away. What you'll find is it's going to unleash the creativity of people on the firearms, and just as it has in the war on drugs. We've got things like meth, which I think is a horrible thing, but I don't think that meth would have existed without the war on drugs. In the same way that during alcohol prohibition, we had bathtub gin that was making people go blind. That's what happens when you create prohibition. Of course, it also corrupts law enforcement. It also destroys our rights. It also turns us into a war zone. All of those things happen because of the war on drugs. But again, going back to Kurt Russell, he says, now is not a good time to lay down your weapons. How will you protect yourself? And as he said in a previous interview, he says, what are you going to do, outlaw everything? They can use a car. They can use a bomb. They can attack people however and whenever they wish. You need to have a way to protect yourself. He says, I'm a libertarian, a hardcore one, and of course I have guns. I shoot things with them. I hunt game. And, of course, this last week we just saw the Virginia Attorney General, and his last name is Herring. His middle initial is R. I speculated that maybe the middle name, the R, stands for red, as in red herring, because what he said he was going to do was not respect the concealed carry permits of 25 states. He was going to revoke that. And I had some people, when I covered that, made some good comments, something that I didn't think about. That was done in reaction to the speech by the president of Liberty University suggesting to his college students that they needed to learn how to use guns and carry concealed. And, of course, there are students who are going to be traveling to that university from a lot of different states. They'll be coming in with concealed carry permits. So that's a way to push back and attack that, I think. That's a very I think that observation is spot on. And, of course, the governor of Virginia is none other than Terry McAuliffe, a guy whose sole qualification is being a propagandist for the Clintons. And they're trying to do everything they can to shut down carrying firearms. Now, one more article here on firearms, and I'll go to your calls. There is a lawsuit that is being put out by Gun Owners of America and another organization called Shooters Committee on Political Education. What they're doing is they're pushing back against this idea that people who are on watch lists, secret watch lists by the government, that they should have their gun rights revoked. Think about that for a moment. And I want you to also go back and look at the statistics of the people who are pushing for this. And some of the people pushing for this are Fox News. Fox News anchors are just absolutely incredulous that somebody that's on a terror watch list could actually buy a gun. Well, you know what? According to their own figures, over a period of, I think it was 5 years, 91% of the people who were on a terror watch list were able to get guns because there wasn't anything in their background. You need to understand that the terror watch list is a star chamber watch list. People are put on it. They don't even know why. They put on it maybe because of an anonymous tip. That is not how we need to be taking people's property and their rights. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go to your calls right now. We're going to go to Brad, Bobby, Matthew, Frank, and many others. If you want to call in, what we're taking are your comments about the top story of 2015, or what would you ask a presidential candidate if you had a chance to ask them something? Let's go to Brad in Louisiana. Brad, go ahead.
Season's greetings to you, my friend. I'm calling on two counts. One is the new House Bill 4269 that's been introduced and signed by a number of representatives, Pennsylvania, New Mexico, Napolitano signed it, California, Georgia, North Carolina. And it's the preamble of it is a bill to regulate assault weapons to ensure that the right to keep and bear arms is not unlimited and for other purposes. Secondly, I would like to ask a candidate for President of the United States, what is the logic and rationale whereby any country on this globe who is faced with the possible intrusion of terrorists is shipped firearms with little regard to expense and trained at taxpayer expense when we, as the United States, are also being intimidated by terrorists, yet they want to take our guns away that we not be able to protect ourselves? I'm sorry, Dave, but I just don't see the logic in it.
Absolutely. Yeah, Brad, what you're saying essentially is that they want all kinds of background checks and limitations on us, but they don't do any background checks on these people they're sending weapons to. They don't want to do any background checks on the people they want to bring into this country from areas that are at war with us. That's the amazing thing about this. And that bill that you're talking about, saying that the right to keep and bear arms to ensure that that would not be unlimited, that would be a direct contradiction to the Second Amendment. I mean,
right.
The Second Amendment is saying that
proposed to the Judiciary Committee before it moves on, but this is an actual, it's called the Gun Legislation Act of 2015, and I just finished reading it. I got a copy of it off of the website for the Congress.
Well, of course, the way they have traditionally come after guns, and it's the way I think they're going to continue to do it, is by an incremental infringement. That's what the founders knew. They knew that it wasn't ever going to come a time when a government's going to come to a well-armed citizenry and say, turn over your guns. No, they will do it by gradual incremental infringement. That's why the Second Amendment says shall not be infringed. They're going to come after you, taking it away around the edges. Come after you by saying that it's not rights, it's privileges that we grant, and now we're going to set up the terms of those privileges that we grant to you. There will be a lot of strong legal challenges to that, and we just have to say that when it push comes to shove, people will just not comply. If the political system is so corrupt that they're going to allow the constitutional amendments to be taken down without an amendment process, then we basically don't have a government anymore. And I want to just add to what I was talking about in terms of the lawsuit that is being filed by Gun Owners of America and others. This is what they had to say. They said permanent deprivation of a fundamental civil right cannot and should not occur because something as small as an alleged anonymous tip, placed by an individual in a secret database managed by the Attorney General, the FBI, and or the TSC, to which the individual has no right of access, no method of recourse. Understand the basis of this. So they say they're going to take away people's rights on the basis of you being put on some government list. This is nothing other than a McCarthyism of the left. You want to talk about secret lists? You want to talk about blacklists? You want to talk about lists where you don't know that you're on them? Think about how this contradicts every aspect of the Sixth Amendment. Sixth Amendment says you're going to have a speedy and a public trial. You're going to be confronted with your accusers. You're going to be informed of the nature of the accusations. You're going to have a chance to confront those people who are accusing you. They're not going to be anonymous people who supposedly called into some agency in secret, and then they put you on a secret database that you're not allowed to know of. No, they're going. You're also going to have the capability to call witnesses to back up your case, even an attorney, a counsel for your defense. All of those things are guaranteed in the Constitution. They're throwing away each and every one of those procedures in order to come after the guns. And I would say to the liberals who are so afraid of guns that you need to be more afraid of a government that will throw out every aspect of due process that has protected your rights over the centuries. That's what you need to be afraid of. That's the real threat to you, a government that would destroy everything about due process. And that's what they're doing when they call on the government to take people's rights because they are on some secret list that they've never they don't know why they're on it. They have no chance to contest the fact that they're on it. They have absolutely no due process. Thank you, Brad. Let's move on to Bobby in Pennsylvania. Bobby, go ahead.
Hey, David Knight. Honored to talk to you.
Well, thank you for calling.
I guess I don't have a specific story for 2015. I guess the general part would just be how in our face it is, on the news with the political correctness. I even got sucked into watching an episode of Grey's Anatomy because of my girlfriend. And at the very end, they threw in the pitch of white privilege.
Had to
throw it in there, and that's a huge show that, and I guess my second part of that is just how unaware everyone seems to be about the, how it's all connected. I listen to you guys, and I hear, the stories, I see it, and it just clicks, it makes sense, and I say, oh my God, what are we gonna do?
Well, I tell you, Bobby, I think where people don't realize where this is coming from, and it's really coming from not only the media is part of it, but it is really, really hammered into the kids in the government schools. Government schools have always been a tool of social engineering. Plato talked about it in Plato's Republic. He wanted to get rid of the family, and he wanted the children to not even know who their parents were. So what he did was he promoted a very hedonistic lifestyle with no marriage, open sex, going back and forth, so they wouldn't know who their parents were. So they would be raised by the government, and every tyrant since the time of Plato and probably even before then, he said what everybody knew. But since that time, everybody has said, and you've heard it many times, give me a child at the age of fill in the blank, and give them to me for a few years at a very young age, and they will be mine for life. That is why a taxpayer compulsory educational system was a plank of the Communist Party. That is the way you engineer the next generation. And that is something that has been going on. That is the purpose of schools. It's not to give kids the tools of learning. It's not to make them independent thinkers. No, that was what a liberal education was. That was what the goal of a liberal education was. No, the goal of a government education is to make you follow the prescriptions that they throw to you, and whether that is the myth of global warming or whether that is white privilege or whatever, that is what they are pushing. They're using it as social engineering. That's why Common Core looks so idiotic. They're deliberately dumbing down people, as Charlotte Iserby and Phyllis Schlafly pointed out in their book 30 years ago. It's a policy of deliberate dumbing down. It is a policy of control by the government, and that's where this is all coming from. Stay with us. We've got to go to break. We're going to come back with more of your calls. Thank you so much for Bobby in Pennsylvania. We're going to come back with Matthew and Frank, Charles and Michelle and many others. We'll be right back.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv. We have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your calls on what would be the top story of 2015 that you think, or what would you ask a presidential candidate if you had a chance to ask them a question? Before I go back to the calls, I just wanted to point out a couple of articles about what's called self-driving cars. Of course, they're actually robot cars. that are controlled by the government. That's where this is really going, folks. I have a self-driving car right now. I drive myself. That's what's meant by an automobile. That means self-moving. That means I have freedom to move around this country. That was the great celebration of the mid-20th century. Remember, see the USA in a Chevrolet? I'm old enough to remember that jingle. That was what they were selling people, the freedom of movement, to move around. I remember going to a local city council meeting in Raleigh, and at the time, this was before the Soviet Union fell, we had a councilwoman who had gone to Moscow, and she was just rhapsodic about how you could go anywhere in Moscow and pay a nickel for public transportation. We needed that type of thing in the little town of Raleigh, North Carolina. And it's like, well, you know what, lady? It didn't cost them a nickel to move around. It cost them all of their freedom, because when you have the government controlling transportation, when you have the government controlling private property and wealth, you've lost everything. But that's her idea of nirvana, okay? That was what the government socialists always want. They want to control everything in your life. They want to control your transportation, your movement, and now they think they've got it with these self-driving cars. Now, interestingly enough, the California DMV is not going to be as liberal with driving permits in California, and there's maybe a good reason for that. These cars have had an accident rate that is 5 times that of conventional cars. Now, Google will tell you that it's not their fault, that it is always the fault of the human drivers, not saying that it's the fault of their human programmers. But, of course, if you have an accident rate that is 5 times the rate of everybody else because people are running into you from behind, I mean, it tells people that you're doing something that is stupid, unpredictable, and that's what these cars are doing. They point out that they're going to mandate that an autonomous vehicle be operated by a licensed driver who could take over if necessary. The driver would also be on the hook for any traffic violations. Well, Google said they were gravely disappointed in that, because that kind of puts a little crimp in where they want to go. But, of course, I've got this other article from Market Watch, and they're saying Henry Ford was a smart guy, but he never did the math when he decided to put every American household on wheels. See, it's a horrible thing. They have this Malthusian vision that it's a horrible thing that we all have cars. They say it's not just a lot of cars that we have. It's an ocean of cars. It's an inundation. And yet, policymakers and common folk alike have been powerless against the siren song of the automobile. Really? Really? Only in your little ivory tower of the media and the socialist government is that really considered to be a problem? See, we like the fact, I like the fact that I can move around, that I don't have to inform the government as to where I'm going. If you look at that article, you can see their picture of the future where they have self-driving cars. And you got the family sitting there, they're all turned around, nobody's driving. They're playing a little board game, because that's what you would do in the 50s. You didn't have Facebook to hang out on. Is that really that valuable, that we're going to give up our freedom so that we can spend more time on Facebook when we're in the cars, when we're commuting? You know, I talked about Alexis de Tocqueville and the fact that he came to America in 1835. He published Democracy in America. One of the things that he talked about was how slavery comes to us. And listen to this. This is almost 200 years ago, but it really does apply, especially when we talk about private car ownership, as they talk about in this article, on the road to becoming a rarity. He says, what good does it do me, after all, if an ever-watchful authority keeps an eye out to ensure that my pleasures will be tranquil and races ahead of me to ward off all danger, sparing me the need to even think about such things? Think about this in the context of this major infringement on your freedoms, okay? If that authority, even as it removes the smallest thorns from my path, is also an absolute master of my liberty and my life. That is the Faustian bargain they're asking you to do when you give up your freedom of movement. If it monopolizes vitality and existence to such a degree that when it languishes, everything around it must also languish. When it sleeps, everything must also sleep. And when it dies, everything must also perish. That's the problem with consolidating all power to a few people in the central government that are going to control every aspect of your movement. Let's go back to your calls. Let's go to Charles in Georgia. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. David? It's good to speak with you again.
Thank you for calling.
And what I would say to the president or to anybody running for office, I wouldn't say anything to him. because they should already know what the Constitution says. They know what the Founding Fathers laid out to us. And it's up to we the people to kick them out of office if they're not doing what the Founding Fathers instructed that they should be doing. It should be mass riots. There should be not riots, but protests all over America. Protests. Everybody should be out. There should be massive protest movement about the preservation of the liberty for all of the people. Let me just read two quick quotes from Thomas Jefferson. One was where he said, quote, "A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved."
Yeah.
And number two, he said, "Educate and inform the whole mass of the people. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty." So it's up to us, the people, to preserve our liberty, not government or not anybody running for office. It's up to we, the people. If they don't do what the Founding Fathers laid out to them, we kick them out of office, plain and simple.
I agree. Let me ask you, Charles, what do you think about jury nullification?
Well, we should like I said again, we should still just go by the Constitution. I mean, everybody says that as far as the whole jury system goes, we should all just obey the Constitution. Everybody should just obey the Constitution and just do what the Founding Fathers laid out to us again.
I agree.
It's like what Obama did with the whole gay marriage thing. People like to go, there's a bunch of liberals that go around talking about, oh, well, that's perfectly constitutional. I said, no, it's not. When have you ever known the Supreme Court to make a law?
Let me tell you, Charles, you had a great quote there from Thomas Jefferson saying, what is essential for us to not become slaves is to know what our rights are. And I think it's very, very important for us to know the purpose of not only that we have a right to be confronted with the charges against us so that we don't have things taken away from us by being put on some super secret list and some star chamber proceedings, accusations done anonymously. No, we need to stand up for that. And we need to also understand the value of a jury. And in order to do that, we need to understand that juries can refuse to convict people even if they are guilty of the law being broken, if that law is unjust, if the penalties that come with breaking that law are out of bounds. That's something I think that is very important. I have a story here on my desk about a guy who held off the medical workers because they said they were going to turn off life support for his son who was in a coma. That was a year ago. Now they're celebrating Christmas. Now, what happened in the interim was he believed that his son was not brain dead. He saw signs of life, and it sounds very much like the Terry Schiavo situation. But he went in, he had an armed standoff, and just as the SWAT team was getting there, his son squeezed his hand. The SWAT team came in. They could see that he was making eye contact. Then they gave him medical treatment, and he survived. The father, however, was sentenced to 10 months in prison. Now, here's where jury nullification comes in. With jury nullification, it would say, this guy did not harm anybody. He was protecting his son from doctors. I mean, the doctors are the ones, I think, who should have gone to jail for attempted murder, or at least sued for malpractice. Nevertheless, they sent him to jail for 10 months. If I was on a jury, I would refuse to send that man to jail. Yes, he broke the law. And his son said, well, a law was broken. It was done for all the right reasons. You have to look at the purpose of what was going on. You have to look at the penalties involved. And as a juror, you have not only the right, but the duty to shut that down. That could be done at the local, the state, or the federal level when authority is abused. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to try to get through as many phone calls as we can. We've got the phone lines are loaded here in our last segment. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to let you know that we have a lot of specials at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the time to give the gift of total health to yourself, to your family. We've got 20% off nascent iodine. We have 15% off of winter sun, vitamin D3. We also have several packs that are available with discounts. We've got 33% off the essentials pack. That's Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Silver Bullet. Take a look at those. Take a look at the special we got on Prison Planet TV. 6 months. It's the first time we've done that many free months when you get an annual subscription. 6 months for free when you sign up for a one-year subscription. That's only 10 cents a day. A great way to support our operation, a great way to give the gift of information. And finally, we have the InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply. This is exclusively available for a special introductory pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. These are solar panels. Combined with a inverter and a battery backup, and that's the key thing. It's a lithium iron phosphate battery. It'll last up to 8 times longer than your typical unit. It'll have 1,500 watts of continuous power, 3,000 watts of peak power, something that you can use for any emergency. It's a great thing to have in reserve. Let's go back to our callers. Let's go to O'Brien in Maryland. O'Brien, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think the biggest news story of the year, besides the one with Donald Trump coming on the air, has got to be the one with when Matt Drudge showed up.
Oh yeah, that was huge. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That was a big thing because, and it's very important because, you know, nobody is bigger in news than Matt Drudge. So when he shows up to your operation to lend you some support and to talk about his concerns about freedom of speech and the kind of rules and regulations that are being planned both in Europe as well as in America to cut down the freedom of the internet, that was a huge story. And Matt Drudge wanted to get that information out to everybody. It's very, very important that we understand where the attack is going to be coming for the next year. I agree. Thank you so much, Brian. Let's go to David in California. I want to try to run through these quickly to give everybody a chance. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, you know, August 1st, 2012, he certified the hero, Doug Millar, a lifetime training order from Michael Aquino. Do you know who Michael Aquino is?
Yeah. He was a Satanist who was very high up in the NSA and basically was accused of pedophilia and some other things, but got a pass because he's very well connected. Yeah, I know exactly who he is.
Yeah, well, I've got the phone number of this guy, Doug Millar. He was an excellent interview. I mean, an excellent one, David. Because Judge Don Sullivan allowed him to expose Michael Aquino in court, show what a dirtbag Michael Aquino did, how he murdered all those children, and yet didn't have him arrested. He had to pay $365 to the court for the restraining order. Did you hear that?
It's kind of breaking up. I didn't hear all of that. But, yeah, I'm familiar with the situation with Michael Aquino to some degree, and a very amazing character. And, of course, it does show a lot of the dark levels of what's going on in our government. It's not any surprise to see the kind of criminality that we have our secret dark side of the government is engaged in. We have individuals who are openly talking about, you know, setting up their satanic rituals and are accused of the types of things that we saw alleged of that. It's very, very suspicious. Let's go to, I agree, let's go to Matthew in Oregon. Matthew, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I've come across a number of Trump supporters that make the claim, well, he's made his own money. He's not going to be under the influence of, you know, the corporate interests. But if I'm not wrong, he's declared bankruptcy a number of times in his career, so plenty of people have gotten screwed on his way to amassing wealth. And secondly, he's admitted to buying influence among all the people in Washington. So how can we trust that this guy has an ounce of integrity or any character whatsoever? He hasn't said what his agenda is. He's, you know, throwing a bunch of fastballs out there that, you know, it's easy to knock into the upper deck with the rest of the criminals and their actions. But what is the guy's agenda other than slick talk?
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying in terms of the bankruptcies and that sort of thing. Of course, he would say and has said that those were not his personal bankruptcies. Those were companies that he had a tangential involvement in. I understand the veil of corporations and limited liabilities with that, but it does, I think, bring up an interesting issue of integrity. And, of course, one of the things that has concerned me from the very beginning, and I've talked about it from the very beginning, is his support of the use of eminent domain for private individuals like him to take your property, not just for public use, but for an individual private use. And, of course, he supports that. He supports the Kelo decision that the Supreme Court had. I think that is very concerning. of course, where his support has come from, and I think the important things that he's brought to the race have been to talk about issues that the other presidential candidates won't talk about, and to talk about them in a way that defies political correctness. I don't think we can underestimate how important it is for us to push back against political correctness. That is a very, very subtle but insidious way to censor people, to shut up any kind of free speech in the name of tolerance, and it is very intolerant. And so it is great to see somebody who is going to, in a very ham-fisted way in many cases, but just to bluntly say, hey, you're not going to intimidate me, you're not going to shame me with this. I mean, when Hillary Clinton is bringing in Bill Clinton, he comes out and he says, well, you know, he has a penchant for sexism. I mean, that is the most understated thing I've seen Donald Trump say, to say that the sexual predator Bill Clinton has a penchant for sexism. But, of course, everybody understands that what's behind that is the fact that Bill Clinton is somebody who's been a sexual predator of women. And when Hillary Clinton wants to run as the Joan of Arc representing feminism, that's really going to kind of blow back against her. So I think it's very important that we have this discussion about how our country is being remade in terms of open borders, what's behind that. I would like to see more of an understanding that that is largely happening because people are being brought in by policies of entitlements, by policies of the drug war. That's what's really pulling people in, just as we try to understand that we're not going to have any control over the exponential growth in spending that's happening with presidential elections. As long as we have the kind of money and power in Washington, it's going to suck criminals into that system. Well, as long as we have the kind of policies of entitlement and the drug war that we have, we're going to have people coming through that wall regardless of any kind of wall that we put there. So, yeah, I agree. I think we need to look at this, and I want to see where these candidates stand on issues of liberty. That's what I would really like to know where they are. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank.
I'd like to ask the candidates if they believe that white genocide is a legitimate concern of Europeans and people of European descent, and do we have a right to work in the interest and preservation of our people and the way every other group is applauded for doing. Also, I heard a review on NPR the other morning, early in the morning, it was a review of the new Quentin Tarantino movie. I forget the name of it, but its primary focus seems to be pushing the liberal white guilt agenda.
Oh, really?
On the American people.
Would that be Hateful Eight? Was that the one that Kurt Russell was in? Oh, okay. Interesting.
Hateful Eight, yeah. It's all about pushing the liberal white guilt agenda. White people are evil and all of that. So I think that pretty much overrides any concerns of, you know, the establishment will have on that. And I think in contemporary times, I think if there's any privilege in America, I think the concern should be over Jewish privilege because they're the ones that have all the power or most of the power.
Well, you know, when you're talking about, I hadn't heard that about that particular movie. I know that the new Star Wars, that J.J. Abrams, I heard an interview after I had seen it. We talked about how it was absolutely ridiculous how they were pushing this little girl as a superhero, and to the extent that they pushed her in this movie. And, of course, I heard the interview with J.J. Abrams, and he was very consciously doing that. He was very consciously turning what is a guy's film into a feminist statement. And I saw an article that was linked by Drudge, and it was a feminist saying, you know what, it's okay to have guy movies, just like it's okay to have girl movies. We can have both of these types of things. We don't have to rub people's nose in it all the time. But, of course, as we pointed out, it coincides with the movement that they want to establish women in combat. This is an agenda that the Pentagon wants to have. But the broader perspective here is to push the idea that women should be in charge of everything. And when you talk about the fact that they constantly talk about white privilege, but they don't talk about white genocide, of course, so I agree with you that white people, Christians, males, they're the only ones who can't be proud of what they are. Of course, they have to have their noses rubbed into the dirt. Well, I'm sorry I can't get to the rest of the callers. We truly did get the phone lines backed up. But that's it for today. We are out of time. Join us tomorrow. Alex Jones will be back for the Alex Jones Radio Show at 11 Central, 12 Eastern tomorrow morning.
Oh, owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.